Hello, I'm Joseph Kassa, and welcome to this podcast where the AI team does a deep dive into some application of systems thinking.
All right, let's dive in. Today, we're all about writing good requirements.
Yeah, it's more exciting than it sounds, trust me.
We've got this course outline, and they actually say it can help you write good requirements at least 90% of the time.
And well-written ones over 96%.
I mean, is that even possible?
Right. Like, how can you be that consistent?
Well, that's what we're here to find out.
I'm really curious to see how they break it all down.
Me too. So where do we even begin with something like this?
Well, they start with definitions. You know, requirement, well-written requirement, and good requirement.
Okay, so like, what's the difference? Why so many labels?
It's actually important. Think of it like baking, right?
Okay, I'm listening.
So a requirement is just your list of ingredients, flour, sugar, eggs, whatever.
Basic, just what you need.
Exactly. But a well-written requirement, that's more like the recipe.
Ah, I see. So it tells you how much, what to do, the steps, all that.
You got it. Clear instructions, so there's no confusion.
But there's still good on top of that.
Right. Because a good requirement also thinks about the bigger picture.
Like, why are you even making this cake?
Exactly. Is it for a birthday? Then you need candles, too, you know?
Ah, it's got to fit the whole goal.
And the course is saying that missing this can lead to some serious project disasters.
Like, what kind of disasters are we talking about?
They talk about budget blowouts, missing deadlines.
Oof, yeah, those are bad.
And even ending up with a system that nobody actually wants.
Because it doesn't do what it's supposed to.
Yeah, exactly. And they give this example. It's about a software project where the requirement just said, the system shall be user-friendly.
Okay, yeah, sounds reasonable.
Sure, but what does user-friendly even mean?
It could be a lot of things, actually.
Exactly. And the developers had no idea what the stakeholders really wanted.
So was it easy to use? Did it look good? What?
Right. And the project went way over budget because they had to keep redoing things once they figured it out.
Okay. Yeah. I'm starting to see why this matters.
So how do we avoid those vague requirements?
Yeah. How do we?
That's where the whole stakeholder safari comes in.
Stakeholder safari? Is that like what? We're going on an adventure.
Uh-huh. Kinda. It's about understanding your stakeholders.
Okay. Not just knowing who they are, but like really getting them.
Right. Because you've got your customers, but also maybe internal teams. Management.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes even government regulations, right?
Exactly. And each group has their own perspective and influences things differently.
And ignoring any of them can really mess things up.
Big time. They had this story about a company that made a great new feature.
Uh-oh. I feel like this is going to be bad.
And then they realized it totally clashed with how their support team worked.
Oh, no. So internal conflict and angry customers.
You got it.
Yeah.
So the course then gives you all these communication tools.
It's just like handle the stakeholders better.
Exactly. Active listening, asking the right questions.
Making sure everybody feels heard.
Exactly. But stakeholders are also really good at asking for things they don't need.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. So how do you deal with that?
They have this idea called misuse functions.
Misuse, like doing things wrong with the system.
Kind of. It's about thinking about how the system could be used incorrectly.
Intentionally or accidentally, I guess.
Right. And that helps you spot potential risks and maybe guide the stakeholder to a better solution.
Since you're not just saying no, you're helping them see why.
Exactly. It's all about making sure the system is robust and actually meets the real needs. Yeah, it's a smart way to approach it.
Where you're kind of pushing them to think it through more.
Exactly. And then once you've got those needs figured out.
And prioritized, right.
Yep. Then it's time to turn those into actual requirements.
And that's where models come in, I guess.
Models, exactly.
But like what kind of models? Are we talking like those little 3D buildings architects use?
Uh-huh. Not quite. In this case, it's more about visualizing how the system will actually work.
So like a blueprint, but for the system's behavior.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I can see that.
And the course talks about different types of models, like functional models.
Which show what, like the processes?
Right, the workflows, how things happen, and then data models.
Which are more about the information, right? How it's stored, all that.
You got it. It all depends on what you need to show and how complex the system is.
So not just one model for everything.
Nope. And they even say that models are great for getting stakeholders involved, too.
Oh, I bet. Way easier to understand a picture than a bunch of technical jargon.
Exactly. It cuts through all the noise and gets everyone on the same page.
I'm really starting to see the value here.
Good. So we've talked about stakeholders, their needs.
And even started visualizing things with models.
Right. So are we ready to write those requirements now?
I feel like we're getting close.
We are. But first, the course dives into what makes a well-written requirement.
So it's not just about what you say, but how you say it.
Exactly. They talk about the structure, using clear language,
making sure it's measurable,
and focusing on the what, not the how.
What versus how? Can you give an example of that?
Sure. Let's say we're making a mobile app, right? And a stakeholder says, we need push notifications.
Okay, that's the what? The goal?
Oh, right. But the requirement shouldn't say how to do the notifications.
Like what specific technology to use or anything?
Exactly. That's up to the developers to figure out the best way.
So you're giving them the goal, but not tying their hands.
Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's be real. Requirements change all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a fact of life in projects.
And the course acknowledges that. They actually give strategies for managing those changes.
Because you can't just ignore them, right?
Definitely not. They say it's important to understand why a requirement is changing.
So, like, is it new information? Did the stakeholders' needs change?
Or maybe someone messed up the first time around.
Ooh, yeah, that happens too.
Right. So figuring out the root cause helps you make better decisions.
About whether to even make the change or how to do it best.
Exactly. And they even give you tools for figuring out how those changes will affect the project.
Like the timeline, the budget.
All of that. So you can make a smart call about it.
This is getting pretty complex.
It can be. And that's where they bring up traceability.
Traceability, like tracking where things come from.
Basically. It's like a map that shows how each requirement connects to everything else.
Oh, that's cool. So if something changes, you can see the ripple effect.
Exactly. You can see what else is impacted, make sure nothing gets missed.
It's like a safety net.
And it also helps with accountability. You know, it's all very transparent.
I like that. So how does all this fit with agile development?
Because agile is all about being flexible.
Right. Adapting to changes quickly.
But that doesn't mean you don't need requirements.
In fact, I bet they're even more important in agile.
You got it. You need that solid base to guide all the changes.
Yeah, if everything's shifting, you need something to hold on to.
And the course says agile requirements should be concise, adaptable.
And focused on delivering value quickly.
You nailed it. It's about finding that balance between clarity and flexibility.
Agile requirements, that's a whole other beast.
It is. But this course gives you the tools to tame it.
We've covered so much. Stakeholders, models, changes, agile.
It's really impressive how they've tied it all together.
That's definitely not what I expected when we started talking about requirements.
Right. They've made it interesting.
And actually, they've given us some pretty solid advice along the way.
Definitely actionable stuff.
So what about those big claims they made at the beginning? You know, 90% good requirements, 96% well-written.
Do you think they delivered?
I gotta say, I'm impressed. They've laid out a really solid framework.
And given us the tools to actually use it.
I feel like I could apply this to my own work and see a real difference.
Me too. It's not just theory, it's practical stuff.
And they didn't shy away from the challenges either?
Yeah, they were honest about how tough this can be.
But they also gave us the confidence to tackle it.
That's a good point. They empowered us, not just informed us.
All right, well, before we wrap up with the final takeaways.
Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's give everyone a chance to catch the breath.
We'll be back in a few minutes to finish up our deep dive into the world of writing good requirements.
Okay, we're back, ready to wrap things up. It's really amazing how this course has shown how important good requirements are.
Yeah, you don't always realize how much they can make or break a project.
It all comes down to communication, huh? Making sure everyone's on the same page.
Absolutely. And I like how this course didn't just give us rules, but like explain the reasons behind them.
Yeah, that helps you actually understand it, not just memorize stuff.
Right, so you can actually use it in different situations.
So did anything stand out to you in that last section, the summary and closeout?
One thing was they really stressed that this isn't a one and done thing. You got to keep learning.
Because the world changes, technology changes, best practices change.
Exactly. What works today might not work tomorrow, so you got to stay flexible.
They said to say, like, always be looking for new info, new ways to do things.
And be open to feedback, too, you know?
Yeah.
Both giving it and receiving it.
Yeah, because nobody's perfect. We can all learn from each other.
Creates a much better environment for everyone, that's for sure.
So, big picture, what are the most important things our listeners should take away from all this?
I'd say first, requirements aren't just paperwork. They're powerful tools.
Yeah, if you do them right, they help everyone and make the whole project better.
And second, don't aim for perfection. Just aim for improvement.
Each project is a chance to learn and get better at this.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a destination.
Well said. So, to everyone listening, we hope this deep dive has given you some new ideas and some practical tips.
Whether you're just starting out or you've been doing this for a while, there's always something to learn.
Remember, clear communication, engaging with your stakeholders.
And a little bit of model magic can go a long way.
Keep those requirements strong, and those projects will shine.
Until next time.
I hope you enjoyed today's deep dive. Why not take a moment and join the discussion in the LinkedIn group, Tackling Complex Problems? Take care.